NamNab is a podcast that deals with the grisly details of a variety of topics, including true crime cases, government cover-ups, conspiracies, and the paranormal. This content is not suitable for everyone. Viewer discretion is advised.
She was murdered.
Okay.
What's up, my dudes?
Welcome back.
This is not a monster, not a boogeyman.
I'm Naomi.
I'm Janae.
I'm Les.
And today I have one that is very close to my heart.
Yeah, tell me about your dad.
Close to your heart?
No. Yes. I love Mothman with my whole little heart.
Mothman's Naomi's dad.
Yes. Dad, come home, please. We miss you.
I'm so excited. I don't know shit about Mothman, so.
I knew quite a bit about Mothman. I just didn't know it went this high up, as per usual.
High up.
Yep.
It goes all the way to the top.
It does. It really does.
Are there undertones of racism?
Not off the top of my head.
Cool. For once.
But we will have mentions of mass tragedy in this one, so.
Okay.
Just keeping that on there, like, as far as national and global level tragedies.
Okay. I'm ready.
So, West Virginia, November 15th, 1966, two Point Pleasant couples are driving down a dark road. They go over a ridge and their headlights catch something standing in the middle of the road. It is a large 6 or 7 foot tall gray-winged creature with large red glowing eyes that were 6 inches apart.
No.
Just from that description, no. You're like, no?
Mm-mm.
What? And I'll let you guys know, like, the whole description is, like, he has no neck. It's just, like,
ew,
body and then eyes.
Body and head.
Yeah.
Ew!
So, like, if you like see that. Most, like, drawings of Mothman, he doesn't have a head. He's just, like,
just
a weird
eyes,
creature.
Right?
Yeah.
Ew. That's, I don't like him already. Sorry, Mothman.
Sorry, Naomi's dad.
Yeah, sorry, Naomi's dad.
So the creature clumsily tried to move away from the light of the car, not wanting to be seen by the witnesses. But they could see that he also had a 10-foot wingspan once he began to follow them at an alarming speed. And they said that it was, like, over 100 miles per hour.
It's a fast moth?
Yep.
The fuck is going on?
I don't
here?
Like
some
him.
Jeepers creepers shit.
Like, here in Colorado, we do have some huge moths during the summer. And, like, they will get up into your windshields. But
that has never happened to me, and I don't want it to. I am terrified of moths.
I live in a much, much more rural area than you do.
Well, I mean, even, like, driving through the mountains, that's never happened to me.
Really?
Yes.
No way.
A giant Mothman?
No, not a Mothman, just, like, giant moths.
No, giant moths.
I've seen giant moths, but, like, only the size of someone's face. Like, that's as big as I've seen.
Yeah. That's still pretty
where
big.
The fuck are you guys seeing these moths? I've never seen.
But okay. Also here in Colorado,
I live near like two huge lakes, so
it's not like I've never been outside in my own state. I've been in the wilderness. I've still never seen these massive moths you're talking about.
They maybe they like you.
Well, I don't fucking like them, so
yeah,
I hope they stay
away. Like, no, she'll panic.
I
don't
will
see that.
I will. They're made of dust. It's terrifying. Anyway,
they're blind.
Dust balls.
Dust balls. Giant dust man.
Dust man. So they were chased from their car by Mothman on the outskirts of town in an area called TNT area. This area used to be used in World War II as a munitions factory before it, before Mothman decided to like veer off and disappear into a field. Mm-hmm. But just note that this area comes up a lot.
Ew.
In this.
They created Mothman. Mm-hmm. It goes all the way to the top.
Already.
They created Mothman.
He's a government experiment.
Maybe.
Gross. Fuck no. They're like, what would happen if I combine moth with man?
Mothman.
So the entire situation had been absurd, and all the passengers in the car agreed that they did see the same thing. So it wasn't like a weird hallucination. They all saw the exact same thing.
Giant Mothman.
Giant Mothman. And so they didn't feel like it was a figment of their imagination. And they went to the newspapers, because they didn't really care if the newspapers thought they were crazy. They're like, we definitely saw this. Mm-hmm. And then Point Pleasant Register, the newspaper for the area, released a story the following day titled "Couple See a Man-Sized Bird Creature Something."
Man-sized bird creature something.
Because they were like, nowhere in any of these do they actually describe Mothman as like a moth figure. They make him more like a bird. Like,
right, because they've only seen the eyes and the wings.
Yeah. And I get a little bit more into the moth part a little bit later. But Mothman's not really moth-shaped.
Yeah, that's fair. I know, I like watched the BuzzFeed Unsolved the other day before we did this. And then like saw the sculpture that they have in that town. That thing's fucking terrifying.
I want to go.
Yeah, we'll have a sculpture
of Mothman, yes. And he's scary. And they have a Mothman festival, and we should go.
Yes. I talk about that in this, too. Yay. So we can get information about when we're going to go.
Yay. I'm going to, Les, I'm pulling up that picture of the Mothman statue so you can see how terrifying it is.
I just looked it up.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, people are like, why does the statue have an ass?
Yeah, and abs. He's like fucking ripped.
Hot Mothman.
Oh my god.
We don't glorify serial killers on this podcast, just cryptoids.
Yeah. Only Mothman.
So this was not the first time the creature had actually been spotted. It was spotted 3 days earlier by 5 grave diggers in Clendon, West Virginia, and they spotted a man-like figure swoop down from the trees and fly low over their heads.
Fuck.
And it would move from tree to tree.
It's fucking terrifying.
Mm-hmm. Over the next following days, the papers would follow up and say that 5 others had also seen this creature, including 2 volunteer firefighters who described it as a large bird with red eyes. But one of the most interesting sightings was of Newell Paterage, who lived near Salem, West Virginia, and claimed that while he was home, he saw strange symbols flash across his TV screen before a mysterious sound was heard outside his home. When he went outside to investigate, his flashlight reflected 2 large red eyes resembling bicycle reflectors staring back at him. Patriot's dog later was found to be missing.
Mothman.
Oh, took a whole ass dog. It was like a big dog, like a German Shepherd.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was thinking like a tiny dog.
No. Like big farm dog.
Stole a big ass dog. Did they ever find the dog?
Nope.
Mothman
just yoink.
Mine now. He's my dog now.
He ate the dog.
He probably ate the dog.
No. I was thinking he had a little buddy. Now I'm sad. Mothman and his friend, the dog.
I'm here to fuck up Mothman for you.
Man.
But this encounter in particular was interesting to me because it ties back to a much more recent sighting where these things are happening over and over, and it kind of hints at Mothman being something a little bit darker. So attempting to calm the public, the sheriff of the town and a wildlife biologist told the press that the creature was likely a sandhill crane. Since they grow to be almost as tall as an average adult male, and the skin around its eyes is a bright red. This convinced many due to the early sightings of the creature being described as bird-like rather than man-like.
What kind of bird is it again? I want to see this bird.
It's called a sandhill crane.
Okay.
They get to be pretty big, but I go into some of the inconsistencies here because I would hope to God someone would look at something and be like, that's a weird fucking bird.
There's no way this bird is Mothman.
Yep. He's just a weird looking bird.
He's like kind of small. They're kind of small. I mean, it's big for a bird, but it's small when you're talking about this could possibly be Mothman.
Be a 7-foot tall creature.
Gross. Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's not Mothman. There's no way.
No. It doesn't have Mothman shape.
Yeah.
Do those bad. Just fly around Seattle?
No, Seattle. They're actually not.
So why would he see him? Or Massachusetts, sorry.
Yeah. This is in
West Virginia.
Virginia. Yeah.
Oh. It's probably because you said Salem.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
No, they were saying that they weren't indigenous, so they said that maybe this one was one that went off the flight path.
Hmm.
And that's why people were freaking out, because they're like, oh, you've just never seen this type of bird, so there's no way you would recognize it.
It's I wouldn't think it's a fucking Mothman, though.
Yeah, I would just sit there and be like, wow, that's a weird bird.
Yeah. And, like, it wouldn't fly at me 100 miles an hour.
Yep. Actually get into that.
It doesn't make sense.
Whoa. We're getting there.
Mothman makes more sense than this bird.
And then people tried to rationalize that it was this bird, and that it was unrecognizable to the natives because it had abandoned its migration path and wasn't a local bird. So they were like really banking on these people just being stupid,
right,
and not having a little bit of thought process on this. And they said that even this probably wouldn't have been as recognizable because they also thought that the crane was maybe living near the TNT area, and that because the bunker had been leaking toxic chemicals into the environment, and it was well known that that was the case, that maybe the crane was mutated in some way.
Radioactive Mothman.
Yeah.
It Ew.
Could be a crane. Just a really fucked up crane.
It's not a fucking crane. Why would he fly at 100 miles an hour?
That's not logical.
I would like to remind you that the creature was described as having a 10-foot wingspan and flew at 100 miles per hour. While the sandhill crane has a 7-foot wingspan, it can only fly about 25 to 35 miles per hour. The only birds that can reach this mentioned speed are like smaller birds like hawks. Mm-hmm. Hawks can fly at 120 to 150 miles per hour.
Whoa.
Eagles can fly at 200 and falcons can reach 242.
Wow. That's insane. I had no idea.
There's some fast fucking birds. They are not this crane. It's like this little tiny slow birds that can fucking murder anything. Mothman. More like a hawk. Kind of terrifying.
Yeah, Hawkman.
Hawkman.
Significantly less cool.
Yeah.
Just came away and yoinked the dog.
Mine.
Others in Point Pleasant decided that the creature was simply the creation of a prankster who was very committed in using the old bunker in the TNT area as like a hideout. By this time, locals were calling the unknown creature the bird. But an unknown copy editor for one of the newspapers titled the creature Mothman after a character in the Batman series.
I was just going to ask, so like some dude is out there like Bruce Wayne in it in a fucking moth cave becoming Mothman every day.
That's like their pretty theory. It's like the radioactivity like, has gotten to his brain.
Yeah, there was like there's a lot of weird people here. Some of them have to be pranksters. And then some random guy who was bored in his internship was just like, hey, it kind of looks like Mothman from Batman. And then it caught on. That's literally where his name comes from. It's some unknown intern.
I love that. It's like, I don't know. Kind of looks like that thing.
Kind of looks like Mothman.
Wait. Wait.
So, of course, Mothman catches on with national media at this point, and they begin to pick up the story, and that causes widespread panic throughout the U.S.
Mothman! Oh my God!
So locals would start seeing Mothman in every bird or large animal they came across. And they said that this is the reason why he's seen for such an extended period of time, is that even after the prankster stopped, people were now in like this Mothman fever and would say everything was Mothman.
Mothman mania.
Yes.
I'm Mothman too. Are you Mothman?
I mean,
they're like, I just saw a mountain lion, but I'm pretty fucking sure it was Mothman.
It came at me and it was real weird. I mean, they still have Mothman mania. They still have the festival.
Yeah. And all the shops.
I want to see Mothman.
I don't want to go look for Mothman.
Less. Why are like people worshiping him?
Isn't he like an omen? You're going to tell us. Why am I asking questions?
Yep. We're getting there. Stop trying to jump ahead, Janae.
I'm sorry.
So, unfortunately, tragedy struck that would take any lightheartedness away from the sightings of Mothman. People continued to report seeing Mothman for a little over a year, and it was believed that over 100 people would see Mothman during this time. And they were saying that there's probably a lot more people that had seen him. They just were too afraid to come forward, but they're like estimating another couple hundred people might have seen
him.
Holy
shit.
All in this one area, yeah, though, right?
Over the span of a little over a year.
Okay.
So it's a lot. There's a lot of people.
Man, they can't all be wrong.
No. Yeah. And they all describe him pretty much the same way.
Okay, well, it's Mothman.
Mothman's real.
I'm convinced.
Is this like a single species, an individual species?
Kind of going to get more into that as well. I covered all my bases, y'all.
A fucking tribe of Mothmen.
Ew.
Could you imagine that?
Ew. They all just sit up in the forest watching,
like, we
you
migrate
go by
too.
Yeah, right. Just a plethora of Mothmen fly.
It's like that
the
thing
sky
in Mexico where all the butterflies come out of the caves at once.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like that.
It's a big thing. It's the really migration.
Nice. But Mothman.
But Mothman.
Yeah, replace just all Mothman the nice the butterflies with Mothman.
Hundreds of Mothmen flying out of a cave at the end of summer.
Someone would definitely get hurt.
Little do we know, there's one more step to metamorphosis.
To become Mothman.
Like Godzilla-sized Mothman just starts coming out of the ocean. So in this part of town, there's a suspension bridge that's called the Silver Bridge. It was one of the first suspension bridges in America at the time that was like all new and updated. Mm-hmm. It was constructed in 1928, and it was built over the Ohio River to connect Pleasant Point, West Virginia, and Gallipolis in Ohio. At the time of the construction, a typical family car weighed about 1,500 pounds, and commercial trucks weighed about, the limit was 20,000 pounds. Mm-hmm. By the late 1960s, these numbers had nearly tripled. The family car now weighed about 4,000 pounds, and commercial trucks weighed 60,000. And the bridge was dealing with bumper-to-bumper traffic pretty much every single day now.
Jeez.
So you can imagine this didn't fare very well for the bridge.
Yeah. It's not, like, made for that much weight.
No.
Yeah.
Whoa. So all of the equipment on this bridge is now extremely worn out. Yeah. And with the constant tension, it's trying to do damage to this bridge. Mm-hmm. And about, there was a tiny 1-inch crack when the bridge was first built. Mm-hmm. And one of the eye bars and all this tension of one day caused it to snap entirely. So that was December 15th, 1967, when during rush hour traffic, the bridge collapsed in less than 1 minute. And it sent cars into the river that was below it. 7 people were found dead, having been crushed or drowned, while 41 were missing. When everything was done and said, the total death count would be 46.
Whoa. Jesus.
The highest death toll related to a bridge failure in history. Wow. For the U.S. So... the failure of the bridge put the town on national radar again after all the Mothman stuff. So people immediately started being like, well, that's weird. There must have been some correlation leading to the omen theory.
Right.
That he was warning them that this could possibly happen, or he himself caused it.
Hmm. Okay. Chaos.
Chaos.
He's an asshole too. No,
Mothman maybe. Loves chaos.
Same.
It's like Pan, right? Like the little goat man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just likes mischief.
Mischief.
He's, I mean...
You can imagine little nice, Mothman just bouncing between the trees, giggling to himself, like, hey. Ew.
Terrifying.
More mischief today. Him being omen led to the whole nickname of him as an angel of death or harbinger of doom. So he got little... additions to his name. He was like Mothman, the Angel of Doom.
Mothman, the Angel of Doom.
But from here, accounts or seeing Mothman severely declined. So like after the bridge thing, he just disappeared. They said that sometimes he would still be there, but it's used more as a story to scare kids and teenagers by saying he would attack the roofs of parked cars. And then there was just like a few hoaxes here and there, mm-hmm. but like there's been no serious sightings with him since in that area.
Interesting. In that area.
Mm-hmm.
But other places?
We'll get there. You hate that.
Mothman's an omen, I'm convinced now.
So in 2016, the Mothman legend would find a new life, and the show Paranormal Witness aired an episode titled The Mothman's Curse. So, me being the paranormal junkie I am, watched it when it was airing the first time, and I was like, wait, what the fuck? You're going to talk about Mothman? And I got really excited, and I waited to watch this when it aired. So, in this episode, a couple named John and Crystal took a day trip to Pleasant Point. The shops they visited around their hotel had articles on the infamous Mothman and had all the pictures and stuff, and also had some stuff on the walls about the bridge. And they asked the local, and they directed them to the old bunker area known as the TNT area.
Okay.
And that the locals believed that Mothman lived there, and that if they were interested in going and having a little bit of an adventure, to go to this place and look it up and see if they could find Mothman.
Scary.
Hunt for Mothman.
No, thank you very much.
And then right as they were about to leave, this shop owner basically tells them, it's like, oh yeah, do audio recordings like you would with like spirits, because people had been known to be getting weird sounds in the bunkers. So they were like, yeah, sure, why not? You know?
Yeah.
Like idiots.
Like idiots.
And when they finally go out there, they have to hike for a little bit because they're supposed to be like hidden in the hills. I wanted to give you a little bit more information on the TNT site because it keeps coming up over and over in the Mothman lore. Oh. The site has over 8,000 acres of land on it that was home to a munitions factory during World War II, and it employed a few thousand people during the peak of its life. For the safety of the employees, any explosives that the factory would make were kept in these bunkers, and they basically built them to look like they were hills in the forest.
That's fucking terrifying.
Yeah. So, like, you would come from one angle, and it would look like a regular hill, and then you come from a different angle, and you can see these doors into the side of the hill. Whoa. That are all grown over. They're known to be leaking toxic waste now.
Right.
And all these issues. Whoa. And they are scattered strategically all throughout the land to be hidden. So there's quite a few on this 8,000 acres of land.
Jesus.
But they're all extremely well hidden. And if you, like, look these things up, I would recommend you do so, because you can, they look like gateways to hell, to be honest.
Interesting.
Like, it's just these iron rusted doors that are just in the side of hills. Sometimes they have puddles all around the gate, so it looks like you can't get into them.
Yeah.
And other ones are just completely grown over. It's really creepy.
It's so weird.
But to the locals, they call these the TNT igloos.
Okay.
So they aren't really bunkers to the people. After the war, the facility was abandoned and the bunkers were left behind to be taken back by nature. And the land was converted into a wildlife preserve and landfill. In the 80s, it was discovered that the bunkers had been leaking explosive byproducts that contaminated the land with hazardous waste. Today, it is used as a site for fishing and hunting, but still has not been cleaned up and remains on the federal list of hazardous locations.
Why the fuck would you eat anything you hunted in an area where there's toxic waste?
I have no clue.
It makes no fucking sense. You're going to turn into a Mothman.
Mass hallucination. Mass hysteria. That's what's happening here. To emphasize how dangerous this location is, one of the bunkers that contained 20,000 pounds of unstable material suddenly exploded in 2010. So don't fucking go here.
Right. You might die.
Yeah. Like, it's known that kids would go out there and graffiti these things, and it's just like a fun place to go, but like, one fucking exploded.
Yeah.
Don't do this.
Well, and like, you don't know what's in those, man.
Yeah.
All that unstable bullshit. Nope.
Yep. You don't know what's in there. You don't know what's living in there now.
Mothman.
Apparently Mothman. And then they'll just fucking explode on you.
Terrifying.
So, of course, Jeff and Crystal enter one of these abandoned bunkers, and immediately the air feels off when they get inside. They do a round of questions as they record and decide to leave. The sound of flapping could be heard from deeper in the bunker as they tried to leave. My vote is probably bats or birds of some sort.
Mothman.
But I felt like I would leave that in there.
Mothman.
Wes and I are both like, no, it's definitely
him. It's definitely Mothman. Upon returning to the car, they review the audio from the bunker and discover that they had caught a deep voice that says, I'm here.
Mothman. Oh my god.
And like, you listen to it, it's a little creepy. It's if terrifying. You listen to it. So, having enough of the mysterious town, they were more than happy to make the 4-hour drive back to their home in Maryland. But their torment was only beginning.
No, Mothman!
Mothman!
Don't go
to the bottom of the car.
He's just sitting there waiting.
Well, don't go fuck with Mothman. He'll murder you. Oh, no.
He'll just rape and torture you.
Great.
Oh, Mothman. No.
Mothman! No! Once Crystal begins to, once home, they start to get a flood of calls from a block number. And when she does answer it, she's only met with silence or a strange chirping sound on the other end. When handprints with long claws are left on the walls with black sooty material, they start noticing that Like, these are just all over their house. And the thing is, like, there's also, I kind of want to go back to the very first sighting where it was the couples in the car.
Yeah.
Because she's talking about these handprints are left in this black sooty material. And there's one version of the kids or the couple's testimony where they were saying that he pretended to play dead in the middle of the road to get them to stop also when they were on the farmland. Uh-huh. And they avoided him, and when the police went back to that spot where he had been playing dead, they found a weird ash, like pile of soot and ash.
He is a dusty little man.
So I just thought that was interesting when you come back to the more recent one, because that version is not told very often about the weird pile of ash.
Interesting.
Weird.
But it comes back up in this 2016 case.
That's so weird. Well, and like he, can we go back to the chirping for a second?
Can we talk about that?
He just chirps on the other side, like.
I imagine like a weird like
like a chipmunk almost.
Yeah.
Just weird fucking chirps. Could you imagine that shrieking at you while you're like trying to run from it, and it's just like making these like little chirpy noises? Like,
it's just the cutest little thing that's just screeching after you, and you're like, am I, should I be afraid?
I don't know if I should run or not.
Kind of cute.
If I die, no, it's because Mothman. I made fun of Mothman.
Mothman's right? Like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So after all this starts appearing in their house, Jeff's truck went dead on the way home one night. And like the first story, the headlights of his truck land on a black figure in the road that scurries out of sight like an animal would. And then at the same time, Crystal at home starts receiving another call. This time she's met with raspy voices. Like those they heard on the audio recording, but nothing clear. But
so he can telephone you?
Yeah, apparently he number. Can start telephoning. Well, and that's apparently that was a case in some older ones too, is that he could call and like make people dizzy and make people feel sick and hallucinate. What?
He just hits it with his wings. He's like, damn it, I'm getting the wrong number every time.
He's like, I don't know why you guys are calling me that. My name is Steve.
My name's Steve. I don't call you human. Don't call me Mothman.
Like, this is fucked up in discrimination.
Mothman discrimination.
But this showed that Mothman was like getting closer and closer to their house now. And one night they, I think they either wake up or they come home and all of the cabinets in their kitchen were all swung open.
Fuck that!
Yeah, and then like glasses started getting thrown around their house. They started having silverware go flying and like stick in the walls and stuff. So wow. Like was throwing forks and spoons at people, and he was just like terrorizing them. So it shows like he has some sort of kinesis. Because of, like, the TV, the phones, and then all the shit being thrown around.
He's just chirping while throwing glasses at you.
Yeah. He's just staying in your kitchen, just screeching. Just like a cat with glasses on the counter, just swatting them away. It's like, fuck this!
I love this.
So did they actually see him in their house? Or?
No. But they would see, like, shadows outside their house. So I don't think he could actually get in the house, but he could still move things in the house.
He can't telekinetically open a fucking door?
I don't know. I don't know if he wants to be in the house.
Yeah, maybe he's got to be invited in like a vampire
like
or something.
Like a vampire.
But his kinesis does work.
Yes.
Through the walls.
See, now I just want to spiral in vampires and be like, can they also use kinesis through walls?
I feel like kinesis isn't usually within the...
I feel like some people represent vampires with kinesis.
Some people, but that's, like, not the common canon, right?
It's like that, you know, these are not the droids you are looking for.
A Jedi is breaking into your house?
That
like
would mock as a Jedi.
That's the only thing I've seen.
He's using the Force.
They're like, believe me on this, and you're like, yes.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know how we
I don't
got here. Okay.
Think most vampires have kinesis.
In other words, yes, no.
Mothman! Are they okay, though? Did Mothman kill them?
No, they're okay.
Okay.
So, deciding enough was enough, they decided to go back to the bunker to confront Mothman.
Yes, that sounds very intelligent.
Yes.
Yes.
They ask him to be if he could leave them alone, but once inside, Jeff was lifted into the air and thrown against a wall. So the answer's no, buddy.
No.
Absolutely not.
You disturbed Mothman.
How did they anger him?
I think Jeff went in and was like also being like a little hostile. Because he was like, you're not real, and doing that sort of thing.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
Don't
anger the Eldritch gods.
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be like going to the ocean and being like, fuck you, Cthulhu. And he just comes out of the ocean. And you're like, oh, shit. Never mind.
Fuck.
Run.
An octopus just
Cthulhu's grabs. Cthulhu's like, what the fuck, dude? It's like, man, I was trying to take a nice nap, and you're over here insulting me.
You're over here being a dick.
Cthulhu's like, who the fuck wants to step up?
Step up.
Fucking Cthulhu's like, I've been waiting.
Yeah, Cthulhu's like, fucking bodies on sight, bitch. I'm gonna fuck you up.
Who would win? Who would win? Mothman. Cthulhu.
Go. Oh, Cthulhu for sure.
He is now all that's
Mothman
evil in the world.
Is gonna come yeah. after us.
Now Mothman.
But we have Cthulhu on our side. Because we didn't talk shit about him.
No, we don't.
Like, bitch, I'm on no one's side.
Yeah, that's fair. He would just kill us.
Yeah.
Anyway.
If you thought this would just be about Mothman, you're wrong.
We love cryptids. So, obviously this doesn't work. They return home and continue to be tormented until it reaches the breaking point. And when Jeff was coming home, another black-winged creature lands on the front of his truck, stares him down, then rushes his truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I can only imagine that's terrifying, because like a 7-foot-tall creature just bomb-rushing your car.
The fuck?
Not cool.
I would have a little bit of anxiety after that.
Oh, just a little?
Just a little bit. He jumps on the hood and then launches himself into the air. Crystal receives a final call from the block number that tells her, I'm going to eat your light.
Mm.
Which to Mothman. Me, I'm like, Mothman!
Yeah.
And then a black sludge-like material begins to be thrown around the house. So, like, she starts noticing it first in the bathroom and then the hallways, and pretty much they flee, and then when they come back, the entire inside of their house has been coated in this substance.
Is it like the sooty substance that they found?
It's that, but they're saying it's kind of like sludgy.
Ew.
So it's like it's toxic a thick waste.
Mothman sludge.
Mothman sludge.
He just patented Mothman sludge.
Let's make an energy drink.
Mothman sludge. Please.
Oh my god.
That's an amazing
Don't
idea.
Don't contact us, monster.
Yeah.
It's copyrighted.
Yeah, we're just going to put on
TM.
A shirt.
Can't have it. It's ours.
It's ours. They sold the house and then moved away, hoping to leave behind whatever they had angered. So, do take this entire story with a grain of salt, because it does come from a paranormal show that dramatizes quite a bit of these experiences. But it does drive home the question that I have of, like, if it was Mothman, what the fuck is his powers? And if it wasn't Mothman, what the fuck was haunting them? And that led into the idea that maybe Mothman is not what we think. Older listeners may remember that I did an episode on shadow people a long time ago.
I think it's like episode 5.
Yeah. It's an early one. Yeah. We might be re-recording sometime soon.
Yeah. Look out for that. Over the summer, though. Over the summer.
Not right now. Yeah. God will die. And in this episode, I touched on the subject of sleep paralysis. The way Mothman has been described often matches the description of different monsters or demons people have seen while experiencing sleep paralysis. Does this mean that Mothman is a common creation of the human mind when in a panic state, or that he is a being with powers that we cannot comprehend? Is a kind of daunting question,
mm-hmm.
But that he may fall into a league similar to Shadow People or Hatman.
Okay. Oh, so, this is what you were talking about.
Yeah. Those who believe Mothman is a supernatural or have like paranormal origins would argue that it would not be a far stretch given the strange incidents that surround the town. So Pleasant Point has the highest number of documented UFO activity in the United States, exceeding that of even Roswell.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's interesting.
If he is supernatural,
Maybe he's
this
an alien.
Town is very well known for UFOs.
Huh.
So the town itself has some weird paranormal energy to it. So in 1952, there was an incident where in one evening, three separate space craft were documented crashing and being known as the Flatwood Monster.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Flatwoods Monster. That I actually listened to Necronomipod do an episode on, and I was losing my shit giggling the entire time, and they were recommended to us by a listener. So
yes,
thank you.
They're very good. I was going to ask a question real quick.
Yeah.
Les, when you did 37th Parallel, where is that again?
That's like the New Mexico border with like the surrounding states. Like Utah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's, I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
But in 1952, that was a year where Pleasant Point had about 1,501 reports of UFOs, 1,134 of them coming from the months of July to August. Or July, August, and September. So within 3 months, they see over 1,000 UFOs.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
So it's, this place is weird. This place is.
Let's go.
Yeah, no. I really want to go.
I don't want to get abducted by aliens.
Les was like, Mothman, yes. Aliens, fuck that shit.
Aliens are kind of terrifying.
They'll probe you and then you'll come back with a weird baby. It's fine.
Not even that. Just like the concept is terrifying.
Yeah. Well, let's just not anger them.
Well, yeah, of course. I wouldn't be an asshole.
I'm terrified by both concepts.
Yes. All the concepts don't like them.
You just hear a screech and Mothman comes up and scoops you up by your shirt and you're like, fuck, I'm the dog.
Damn it.
I'm going to get eaten by Mothman now. Damn it.
I guess I can't talk you into letting me be your little buddy, huh, Mothman? And he just starts chirping
at you. The dog just riding on his background is like, I have that position. Fuck you.
Yeah, I'm like, I fucking knew it. It's his friend.
As you're being eaten by Mothman.
That's perfect.
Mothman being a supernatural being explains the town's dread when Silver Bridge was collapsing at the time. Because he was seen, since shadow people are seen as like a bad omen and have negative energy and can sense when bad things will happen. They are also blamed for having, for causing bad luck. Mm-hmm. So right before the collapse, people in Point Pleasant or Pleasant Point experienced precognition of the bridge collapsing.
Okay.
So people knew something was up. Like they were getting flashes of the collapse. They were like just having this overwhelming sense of dread, and it was reported by a lot of people before the fact.
Okay.
So people were saying that maybe it's more of an omen, not so much he caused it. But he has been actually seen before tragedies all over the world.
Wow.
So this is the kind of interesting part I've been waiting to tell you guys. So on September 10th, 1978 in Freiburg, Germany, a group of miners were barred from entering a mine that they were supposed to be working on by a large solid black figure that with that had glowing red eyes. They believed it was wearing a trench coat, but upon closer inspection, they realized that the trench coat was actually large black wings. It screeched at them, making them flee the area and preventing them from working. An hour later, the miners felt a seismic rumble and saw smoke shoot out of the opening of the mine that, as it collapsed. Had the men gone to their regular posts, most of them would have died in the collapse. The creature was named the Freiburg Screecher and continued and considered a protector, but perfectly matched the description of Mothman.
Mothman's like, don't worry about it, I got you.
Yeah. He's like, there's going to be a fucking earthquake, don't go in the mine. So in 2011, a witness also claims that they saw a huge black creature with large black wings and blood red glowing eyes fly over him and screech before perching on the nuclear power plant in Fukushima, Japan, and not breaking eye contact with him as it flew away. Later, the witness would see the plant exploded and that Mothman had been warning him. So in case anyone doesn't know, this was in 2011 when Japan had a really bad earthquake that caused a tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
And the tsunami caused the plant to lose power,
mm-hmm.
and then they exploded and caused the same amount of damage as Chernobyl.
Right.
As far as the amount of radiation it has released, and it still has effects on the sea life now.
Whoa.
So, like, in some places still have the ban that you cannot eat fish from around this area,
mm-hmm.
because of the nuclear waste. So,
Jesus.
He was there as well. In the days leading up to 9/11, there were multiple reports of a large black-winged creature flying near the towers, and on the day of the attack, eyewitnesses claimed to have seen a creature flying parallel to the plane before it hit. These witnesses later reported they were approached by men in black and told to stop talking about what they had seen.
Mothman's real. That's all I needed. Mothman's real. I'm done.
That's it. That's it. That's the last thing you needed.
A man in black showed up? No, Mothman's real.
Mothman's real. But he was seen before 9/11.
Wow, I had no idea about that.
Me neither.
Yep. And for the largest nuclear accident in history, scientists and workers for the Chernobyl nuclear plant claimed to have seen a black bird-like creature with glowing red eyes flying around the plant in 1985. They then began to receive a series of harassing phone calls and terrible nightmares leading up to the explosion in 1986. On the day of the accident, the same creature was seen flying around the smoke, which would have killed any regular being as the smoke was a huge plume of radiation. Townspeople of the nearby town of Pripyat saw the creature with their in their town as well, and after the explosion, the town was exposed to huge amounts of radiation. The creature was called the Blackbird of Chernobyl.
Whoa.
Again, matching the description perfectly.
Of course he wouldn't die, because he's used to living in radiation-filled.
Yeah. He's a cryptoid.
Well, that too, but...
Yeah, so many people died so quickly after being exposed to those fumes, and he just was circling it.
He's just chilling.
Yeah.
What the fuck, man? I only knew about the stuff in West Virginia. I didn't know any... Oh, God, there's more.
We're not done. Jesus. The Mexican swine flu outbreak of 2009 was preceded by sightings of Mothman in La Junta, Mexico. Witnesses heard him screeching from an orchard near a cemetery, and had there was also reportedly a child that was chased for a number of blocks, and while Mothman screeched at him the entire way home.
Just fucking screaming behind this kid.
Yeah, this is bullying this kid in particular. But he was seen during that. Eerily similar to the Silver Bridge, Mothman was seen before the Minneapolis, Minnesota I-35 bridge collapse in 2007. The bridge had been opened the same year as Silver Bridge, that the Silver Bridge had collapsed. Mothman was seen flying around and flapping his wings in the area around the bridge for a month before it collapsed during rush hour traffic, killing 13 people and injuring 145
Whoa.
Others. In 1999, there were Mothman sightings in Moscow before the Russian apartment building bombings, which killed 300 and injured 1,000 more.
Jesus, I've never heard of that.
Yeah. It's pretty bad. These cases could argue that Mothman was attempting to protect the victims in these situations. In 2011, residents of Chicago began reporting a giant winged humanoid which grew in numbers and peaked in 2017. The physical description of height, wingspan matched that of Mothman, but those in Chicago were reporting a creature with red, yellow, orange, and sometimes green eyes. Most sightings were around the lakes in Chicago, but after 2017, the sightings would cease once again.
Hmm.
So there's thinking that these could be a subspecies.
I'm going to go find Mothman when I go to Chicago.
Ew. Please. I was waiting for you to tell me.
I'm like, I'll go find him.
Did you see Mothman? And she's like, no.
No, no Mothman.
One of the sightings in Chicago is the airport.
Ooh, okay. So I'll definitely be there. So.
Yeah.
That's so funny, because I was about to be like, and he wasn't spotted at any airports because he could just fly to these places.
God damn it.
But he was.
Could you imagine Mothman on a plane?
He's like, yeah.
Sorry, I need a little extra leg room. Sorry.
I'm 7 foot tall. I'm sorry. I'll just curl my wings up here. Sorry.
Sometimes it's just nice, you know, take a ride.
I don't have to worry about.
That's a workout, man.
Yeah.
Flying state to state.
I gotta warn these people about all the bad shit that's gonna happen to them, though. Very stressful job.
Yeah. But, you know, as far as I could see, there was no, huge incidents in Chicago, even though he's being seen there. So, we'll see.
Great. That makes me feel great.
Good. I'm sorry. Pleasant Point hosted its first Mothman Festival in 2002. And since then has continued to grow and has a large tourist attraction that they do annually on the third weekend of September.
Cute.
They host a pancake eating contest. They have vendors. They take people on hayrides to notable locations where Mothman was seen. And there is a 12-foot statue of Mothman in the town that is near the official Mothman Museum and Research Center that opened in 2005. while I was writing this, it took everything in me to not make the 22-hour drive there and not look at this without you guys. Yeah, so right. I was like, I can leave right now. It's fine. It's Friday.
It's cool.
I have a weekend.
No, that would be fun. We should go check it out.
Yeah. With this one, I leave you with lots of questions, no answers, and no idea of what exactly Mothman is. Whether he's a curious creature who wants to know what we are, or an omen of death that wants to torment us, or maybe he is 100% moth, just made of dust and likes to fly at lights like trucks and cars. So
good for him.
And he just accidentally terrifies the drivers at the same time. Mothman is alive and well and was seen last November at the O'Hare International Airport in Chicago. So keep an eye out for any of that.
Okay.
The fuck?
But cool. I have shit tons of sources on this one, so please check out the blog post.
Sweet.
Because they will all be there. Because, oh boy, did I do some digging for this one. So
I'm sure there's going to be cool pictures of Mothman.
Gross. Maybe. So many pictures of Mothman.
Mothman freaks me out.
Maybe we can convince Naomi to draw Mothman and themselves. And, like, Mothman's your dad.
Oh, my God.
Put it on the Instagram. Draw it.
Please.
Do it. All right. Y'all, come back next week. Alexis is going to tell you about some crazy shit.
Yup.
It's gonna be good.
Bye.
Bye.